something, something, groundhog, something, something, Mardi Gras. You get the idea. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. This is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, February 5th, 2016. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is Community Director of Yelp Pittsburgh, and Sarah Kovash from the WESA Digital Department. All here, all ready to tell you what the heck is going on in Pittsburgh this weekend. Sarah, Rachel.
Hello.
Hey.
Nice to see you guys.
Hey.
We missed you last week.
Yeah.
Aw, shucks.
We may have talked a little crap.
How did it go? Yeah, did you talk some smack about me behind my back?
A little
just
bit.
A little.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
We talked about you clubbing in Greenfield.
Yeah. We were talking about...
Club scene is pretty hot in Greenfield.
Well, there's a... I went to Mixtape this weekend, which is a club in Greenfield.
What?
On 10th Avenue.
10th Avenue. You're thinking of Bloomfield, I think.
Well, they consider it Greenfield.
Or Garfield?
Or, I'm sorry, Garfield. Oh, Sarah, did we mess up?
Where do you live? Wait, what city are we in?
What city are we in?
Where am I?
I'm profoundly disoriented all of a sudden.
Okay.
Well, no, it would not surprise me at all to find out that there was like a hip happening club in my neighborhood right under my nose that I didn't know about.
It's in Greenfield. Okay.
Greenfield.
Garfield on Penn Avenue is where Mixtape was.
Okay, okay.
And they had a 90s night, and
nice.
It was fun.
All right, but you covered that last week.
I did cover that last, yeah. How was your weekend? How was your time off, Josh?
It was nice. It was cool. It was my kids were off school, so I was hanging out with them for two days in addition to the regular weekend, which was fun.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. But it was, you know, it wasn't exactly vacation, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It was still work.
It's some
But it was
some
nice.
Work.
It was a nice change of pace.
That's good.
Did you guys watch TV together? I know that's when you like to catch
up
on
TV. Did you guys watch like Breaking Bad?
You know, I'm trying to wean them
Dead.
Off of TV. They watch a lot of TV, so I'm trying to introduce them to more constructive, edifying activities. So we're playing a lot of Wii and PS4
okay.
lately. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's coming along. They're really learning a lot about other ways to waste your time at home.
Yeah, Sarah and I had a lovely outing out last weekend.
Oh yeah, where'd you go?
Scratch.
That's right. I couldn't think of the name.
In Troy Hill, it's a new bar and restaurant in Troy Hill, which I have to admit I've literally just driven through Troy Hill, but never.
That was my first time in Troy Hill.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's beautiful inside.
Oh, yeah. The place was great. And we had some excellent french fries.
Oh, my gosh.
And excellent mac and cheese.
We have a habit of licking the bowl with our fingers.
That's
at times.
That's a good sign.
We're
and
embarrassed easily.
Okay, so let me ask you this: French fries and mac and cheese.
Those were our appetizers.
These are things that very often are subjected to kind of experimental approaches. Was this classic mac and cheese fries kind of thing? Or
no?
Well, the fries were pretty. I mean, they were good. I wouldn't say that they were crazy different, but they were definitely fresh cut fries.
I was just going to say, I definitely noticed a difference between fresh cut potato fries versus freezer.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they're absolutely fresh cut, which I prefer.
Agreed.
And some people prefer frozen fries, though.
Ugh.
It's matter
to each his own.
That's
but,
disgusting.
But they also had a garlic parmesan.
Garlic aioli sauce on the bottom of the fries, which
nice.
That's
scoop
where
up
the licking
really
portion
good.
Happened
yeah.
of our evening.
Go ahead.
Are sweet potato fries totally passe now? Do you ever
see
that?
I kind of don't see them often.
I don't see them as much either, but I love sweet potato fries. I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Kaya has some good sweet potato fries.
They do. That is true.
Yeah. But anyway, this is what happens when you invite me and Sarah together on the podcast is that we just spend a good 15 minutes talking about food.
Well, you guys, you're so committed. Like, you're doing the field research all the time.
Yeah, which is a good Absolutely. And a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Bad for my waistline.
Well, if you do not want to just eat, and you want to do some activities this weekend, there All are right. a handful of things that you can do. Actually, Friday's going to be a tough one for everyone, guys. I just want to put out that warning now because there is a lot happening.
Uh-oh.
We have the 21 Plus at the Natural History Museum, and they're doing the birds and the bees, which obviously is an interesting title to start with. So it's funny because I didn't realize we have a square dancing group in Pittsburgh, the Steel City Squares.
I didn't know that either.
I know. Is you never know.
Is that like the current
up.
Like thing that used to be unhip that's now hip? Is that a thing now?
If it is, I'm unaware, but I can't say that I'm
might
follow the dance scene too closely. Mm. So
well, you'll be able to watch the square dancing, maybe even participate a little bit. They're going to be talking about different courtship rituals with the animal world. I just needed to do that. And then they're also going to be doing different tastings of honey. And it seems like a very wide array of activities here once I'm reading through everything. And you can get crafty with some cultural gifts and study the human anatomy through coloring books. Right. I mean, gosh, this is...
You're going to have to put like the M for mature next to the podcast.
Well, yeah. I also see that it says... You know, if you're single and ready to mingle, come out. So if you are single, maybe this could be a good event to meet someone, mm-hmm. too.
You never
Valentine's
know.
Day is just around the corner.
$15 to $20 gets you in before the event or during the event at the door. And then we also have, which is one of the most popular here, guys, the Science Center is doing their 21-plus Storm Fest, which I must admit, meteorology is a passion of mine.
That's kind of your background.
No, it's not at all. It's my, I wanted to be
just take the compliment.
Okay, thanks. I wanted to be a meteorologist and then realized I'm horrible in math and science. But I think it's really cool to be able to figure out how different storms, weather, things of nature work in terms of the weather. And you'll be able to discover that at Stormfest at the Science Center. So you'll be able to check out a tornado in a jar activity, which I find fascinating. Make paper snowflakes, which some people are challenged in that area. I'm not going to lie. I have no clue how you do that.
I feel like there's no wrong way. You know, each snowflake is unique. Each paper snowflake is unique.
Mine came out really boring. And then also, which I think is very important, is discovering the effects of El Nino, which I just think of SNL. But anyway, El Nino is wreaking havoc on our environment this season. So I think it'll be really interesting.
You know what? I'm okay with it. Like you see, we got a little snow like a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's been a really mild,
it really has.
Kind of pleasant winter.
Yeah. Well, I have to say I'm also okay with this.
I want to know if it's the effects of global warming or El Nino.
Well, they're all related.
Okay.
But there's got to be an upside to global warming, right?
It means that I'm
so sure like there's mass extinction and, you know, a refugee crisis looming. But I don't have to dress as warmly in Pittsburgh in the winter. So
well,
that's nice.
This makes me think of 30 Rock when Liz Lemon is like, if there was a button I could push to get free cable and five people died somewhere, I'd press it.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, you can also, if you are not into weather like we are, you can head to the Barrel House at the Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House on the North Shore. Maybe you could actually hit up the Barrel House and then go up to Scratch because they're all close together.
Yeah,
nice.
But the Barrel House is going to be celebrating Mardi Gras early on Friday, and you'll be able to get live music, absinthe tasting. They just came out with their version of absinthe.
Oh, yeah. Have you tried it?
I have.
What?
It's good.
Did you have visions of like little green fairies dancing?
See, I think what they were saying is that's kind of a tale.
A myth. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think what you can get in the U.S. now is not the same strength.
Yeah,
what
I never really understood because it's like the authentic absinthe has got wormwood in it, right? And it's basically horrible, horrible stuff, right? Nobody enjoys drinking it.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm pretty sure what we're getting is not the. I think so.
It's a sort of stylized, more palatable version of that.
Yeah.
That's
which
mostly just
is probably best for everyone.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
Well, I was going to say it's a safe drinking environment if you want to head to Wiggle on Friday.
Good
to know. No tall tales of seeing things. And then if we move on to Saturday, we also have I Made It Mine. So I just want to warn both of you. Valentine's Day is coming up.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be happening.
Seems like every year around this time this happens.
The 14th is coming up quickly, and I Made It Mine has you covered because they are the leading purveyors of finding creative gifts.
Is Valentine's Day a mandatory gifting occasion now? I mean, not counting chocolates and whatever, flowers and stuff, that's standard. But like, do you have to get a gift now?
I always just like to go out to eat. It's just another excuse for me to go out to eat. Maybe make it expensive.
That's reasonable.
I mean, I like the colors pink and red. See a lot of people with them this time of year. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Valentine's Day also presents a lot of free candy opportunities for me, which is really important.
Yes.
And of course, we've got even bigger for me would be February 15th when I can go buy the discount candy. So,
That's its own celebration in
Pro
Sarah's world.
Pro tip from Sarah.
Yeah. Well, you can head to I Made It Mine, and it's going to be at the waterfront, and you'll be able to step inside and get different crafts from all different local vendors. They're going to be having different food, which I always love. Millie's homemade ice cream, if you've never had it before, this is your opportunity. And they're making, actually, I saw on Twitter, they're making a special Valentine's Day ice cream that I would be really happy with receiving for Valentine's Day because it's a s'mores flavor, which makes me very happy.
Yes. I love s'more flavored.
Yes. Things. And they're going to have a hot chocolate stand with Beverly's Birthdays, which is a great organization. I'm assuming their profits will go towards giving a child in need a birthday party, which is awesome. And so you can go and shop and then feel good about your purchases, too.
I don't think a s'mores ice cream is just Rocky Road with graham cracker crumbs.
What's Rocky Road?
Probably minus
the
nuts.
Like chocolate and marshmallow. Oh, it has nuts. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Which, in my opinion, is the thing that ruins all desserts.
Really?
Sarah. I like nuts by themselves. Don't like them in dessert.
I thought we could be friends, but...
Best way to ruin a brownie or a cookie.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry to learn this about you. You're not allergic, are you? Just intolerant.
No. Yeah. Just intolerant.
I do also want to say that on Sunday... If we're moving on again, we have the Rec Room Winter Games and Super Bowl party at Spirit. So they are going to be doing different adult games that you can play in or spectate, which I always like to be a spectator because I like to see how crazy and wacky people can get. But you'll be able to play different adult games. I think I said this before, but I saw an adult live version of Hungry Hungry Hippo once at Spirit, which... Sounds incredible.
That does.
But
when you say adult live version, you mean like a full scale actual size hippos?
I think they were throwing around like large bouncy balls, and you had to capture them in different corners of the room.
But did you do it by pounding on a plastic lever?
No. I think you just scoop them up with your arms.
Oh, you are the hippo.
You are.
Do you have to dress in the correct hippo colors?
That would be incredible. I love that.
I would think at the least that should be a requirement.
Well, I think that. It makes them more fun and colorful. So you can head to Spirit. They're having live music, as always, and fantastic drink specials. It's only $10, and you can cheer on your team that you're kind of not really excited about because it's not the Steelers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I wonder if any
You're
bars...
talking about Puppy Bowl, right?
Oh, I was going to say, I wonder if any bars in the city would have a Puppy Bowl or... Kitten Bowl.
That actually sounds like a really fantastic idea.
I feel like that would go over great. If anyone's listening, maybe you should offer that.
I would.
It seems so obvious.
Surely love someone's to doing hear that. That someone does that. They should. Well, maybe the Animal Rescue, benefiting the Animal Rescue League.
That's
okay,
I'm
coming up with an event in my head right now.
You should pitch it to them.
All
there's still time.
Okay, we'll think about this. And then we also have Mardi Gras coming up on Tuesday, so I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. The party is not going to end on Sunday, guys, because Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday is happening.
Speaking of hungry hippos.
On Tuesday, yes. So Fat Tuesday means, take it away, Josh.
Means Fat Tuesday. It's the beginning of Lent. Is that what you're driving
at? That's where
at?
You go and you
pork up.
Just debauch. And, right. You put on some fat because you're going to be fasting.
You're going to be Lenting.
I think you go and do all your sinful behavior and all the naughty things
I really
you can't
thought
do.
You had the history, like in the 1400s, back in the day.
No, but I can tell you a fun beer fact, which is that one of my favorite styles of beer to drink this time of year is a Bock. Which was invented by monks for the purpose of sustaining them, nourishing them through the Lenten period when they're fasting.
So smart.
So this is very big, malty, like beer with a lot of carbs and a lot of, heavy mouthfeel. There's a lot to it because that's what they lived on for however long Lent is. Mm.
And now Lent basically means you have to give up soda or chocolate for
Or just
many week period.
Or say you are.
Or just
and make a half-assed
beer.
Effort.
Yeah, just to stain on beer. That's a good option. But if you want to celebrate Mardi Gras, they're going to be having a couple different parties. The Commoner is going to be doing a party and a tribute to Old Absinthe House. And they're going to be, tasting some absinthe. So you can head there. Again, you probably won't get any magical visions of splendor, but it's always a fun time to head down to the Commoner or Studio AM, which is Baron Batch's art studio in Homestead, is going to be doing a Fat Tuesday feast. They have Chef Steve is there in the kitchen, and they'll be making a $45 family style feast that includes a ton of different fantastic New Orleans style food and two specialty cocktails. So you can head down there, get tickets ahead of time is definitely key, but there's a lot to do and extend your weekend plans and celebrate that spring's coming early this year, right?
I know. Thanks, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
So, yeah, do all your sin. Get it out of your system. Mm-hmm. Ready for the Laissez le bon temps brûler or whatever.
Ooh.
And then next week, we'll tell you all about the hot places to pray and meditate and deny yourself all of the impulses that you would normally be giving vent to.
This sounds like our
social
two
club.
Listeners or will not be listening.
All the discount candy.
Yeah, and Sarah will be getting all the discount candy that everyone gave up on.
I'll just be cheating during the
list. Well, it's a good time to indulge, apparently,
Absolutely.
This weekend. So tell us all about your indulgence stories via Twitter. We want to hear it.
Keep it, PG-rated, let's
yes.
say.
Yes, yes. PG-13, maybe.
Or maybe what you're going to give up after.
Yeah.
Party.
There you go.
I want the most creative what you're giving up.
I'm going to have to give some thought to that.
Okay.
But I'll let you know next
week.
Okay.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Rachel, Sarah, thanks again.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.